You know, Mary Louise, I'm a little envious. I've noticed that your desk in the office over there is really, really clean. Your workspace here in the studio is really clean. Are you a clean freak? Like, is this important to you all the time?
I'm going to take exception to the freak part of that, but oh yeah, okay, fine. I am 100% guilty as charged.
Yeah? Is your kitchen this clean too?
Do I even want to know why you're asking me this,
yeah.
David?
Yeah, no, it's okay. Important because we're about to listen to a piece from our colleague Allison Aubrey, who actually says the cleanliness of your kitchen tells us something about your eating habits.
When you walked into your kitchen this morning, was it neat and tidy, or did it look like this?
There's mail stacked in the counter, there are dirty dishes, newspapers that were on the edge of the table. The place was a mess.
That's Brian Wancik of Cornell University describing the kitchen that he used in his latest experiment. Wancik studies how our environments influence our habits, and he had a hunch that a cluttered kitchen might prompt us to overeat. So he decided to test it.
We brought 100 people into kitchens, just one at a time.
And had them hang out with a plate full of cookies and crackers. Now, half the people were brought into that messy kitchen that Wancik just described. The other half came into a very tidy kitchen. They were all told to eat as much as they wanted and given a writing assignment to complete, aimed at expressing how they felt. What Wancik found is that when people wrote about feeling out of control and were in a messy kitchen, they ate more, a lot more, than those who were stressed but in a neat kitchen.
And one of the things we found that if people were in a messy kitchen, they ended up eating about 40% more calories of snacks than people in an uncluttered, non-chaotic kitchen.
Which suggests that our environments can be a potent force in shaping the way we eat.
We all think we are smarter than the environment around us. And that's what makes these external cues so powerful.
They're nudging our behaviors in ways we're not even aware of. So how might these findings translate into a messy desk? After all, there's lots of snacking in offices.
Oh, this study makes a lot of connections to workplace environments.
Kathleen Voss of the University of Minnesota has studied how messy desks can influence our behavior.
Messy rooms are sort of enabling people to break free from what's expected of them.
And that can lead to more unhealthy snacking. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.